Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. Welcome to the show. This week, we're going to have a lot of exciting things. We're going to have Sherry talking about inner peace and having a healthier lifestyle and maintaining inner peace. We also have a great guest. We'll have Laura Kahn, who will introduce you to FloridaTraumaTherapy.com. Laura has a technique to help you heal from trauma, and it doesn't take years to go through the healing process. So great information. That's good news, and I want you to stay tuned to listen to her. A lot of great things this morning. We would love for you to call in and share some good news and the positive story. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you from Miami, Florida. And I am on air with my co-host, Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Patty, and good morning, everybody out there. It's great to be here this morning. We are very excited about the show today. And I want to tell you about our new mantra. I want to bring that out again. It's very interesting, so you might want to write this down, too. It's do what makes you happy. Look at what gives you joy. Listen to what lifts your spirit. Speak to those that warm your heart. So that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
That's beautiful, Sherry. That is. If you just look at that every day and take it with you through the day, it'll add some flavor to your life. I think that's great. I love it.
I thought that was great. It was given to me, and I wanted to put that out and give that to you guys. So I just want to say good morning, listeners, and good morning to all my friends and family that are out there listening to us this morning. We have had a great show, and I started to think about what I wanted to share about this morning, and I put together some thoughts on inner peace. And it led me to see that there is so much to talk about that I'm going to do this for the next 3 or 4 weeks. We talk about the benefits of peace of mind, that inner freedom is real freedom, and peace of mind in our daily life. So bring out a paper and pencil, and here are some of the things that you might want to jot down. You know, this it's really a great topic for me also, because as I speak this to you, I'm also speaking to myself and doing what I tell you to do. So when we were on vacation in Puerto Vallarta, I was in such a peaceful place that if you would have taken my blood pressure, it would have been zero. And it felt great. And then coming back home to my reality, which I love because I love my life and I'm so blessed, but it was the responsibilities and a lot of high energy. Busy, busy, busy.
The other extreme.
Yes. Even going back to my gym was hard to get used to. So I started thinking more about, you know, having that balance of having a full life and a peaceful life. So here it is. I realized that we enjoy inner peace and feel happy and satisfied when life is flowing smooth and we have good relationships and good health and a good job and good financial situation. We're usually at peace, and then there's nothing to worry about, no tension and no need to worry. But, you know, everyday life isn't always like that. There's always something that causes worry, tension, or fear, and which does not lead us to feeling full and peaceful and calm. Mm-hmm. But even in the middle of all that, we can enjoy inner peace, mm-hmm. regardless of our outer conditions.
Right. Isn't it a matter of how we react to those things?
Well, it's true. It's not what happens to you, but it's how you react to it that matters.
Exactly.
So that's definitely is true. And so I found that inner peace is an inner state, and it's really independent of any of our outer conditions.
Right, right.
And even, you know, even on, like, there's a potential to enjoy inner peace here and now. And that's what it is. It's inner peace. That's what I wanted to share a little bit about. You know, the thoughts come to us. I mean, we have all these thoughts that come to our minds. And, you know, when we think them, we can choose to ignore them or to experience real inner freedom. We can choose to water them, as I say, water them with the attention and make them grow and make them bigger than they are and manifest on them. And they could be, you know, if there are negative thoughts, we are, you know, we're manifesting negative things and we're thinking about things that we don't really, are not helpful or healthy for us. And we're watering them and we're adding more to the fire and we're thinking big and we're thinking about them. And we can choose to let it go.
Right. And in choosing, I know sometimes it's you can talk to yourself and try to change the channel, as we say in the past. But if I find if you're having a difficult time doing that quickly, just focus on your breathing. That's a good starting point. Focus on your breathing. For those of you who meditate, you understand what that means. It helps you, if you focus on your breathing and listen to it and just think about your breathing, those thoughts go further and further away from your mind. And I think that's a good point it's a good point of reference to start to change the channel.
Absolutely. And so when you have to think about those thoughts, choose to only think about positive things, happy things, and uplifting thoughts. That's what changing the channel is all about. You just turn it around. You change it from the negative things that you're thinking about, and you change it to positive, happy, uplifting thoughts. And think about and imagine only what you really want and truly desire, and that will come to pass. Think about and imagine only what you really want. That's the key here. Don't continue to think about what you don't have, what you're not getting, what's not going right in your life. Turn it around and think about what you have, what your true desire is, and imagine only what you really want. And remember, life is shaped according to our thoughts. What we think about is what we create. And when we can be silent in our mind, there's happiness.
Right, right.
There we
right.
get happiness inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the true key, to be able to silence the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, Sherry, what would you say for those who just can't change it on their own? Would you, if they just can't get to that place to change their thoughts to a positive stream, would you? I know that's sometimes an act of kindness. Doing something for someone else can help you shift your energy.
Well, that's true, because, you know, doing service for other people, or look at somebody that has less than you or somebody that you can help, it's really a great, and we've talked about it at one of our other shows, about how you can reach out and do something that, you know, maybe volunteer somewhere or do something that for somebody that needs help. It really does shift. It's also good to, if you need to go into, take a class, do a guided meditation, you know, try some different things, read some books on silencing the mind, and just being aware that this is something that you might want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Will bring you more closer to actually, it's trying. As I will be telling you, it really does take practice. And when we can be silent in our mind, you know, that that is a true happiness. So that is a real motivator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we want to work on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really great. Well, at this point, I want to take a little break. I want to invite our guests to call in, share some good news or a positive story with us. Call us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can always send an email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for those of you who have iPods out there, you can download the show right into your iPod through iTunes. If you need to know how to do that, go to the website. It's www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning, everybody. And we are talking about peace of mind. And what a great topic because, you know, it is something that we all know that we want to have peace of mind and peace in our soul. But how do we get it? And where is it? And what happens is we have to keep reminding ourselves that we want to be in that state of peace. Because it's something that comes and goes, and it's something that we're constantly learning more about. And, you know, it's a great advantage to be able to silence the mind whenever we can. This might be 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It might be whatever time that it you have to give it a little bit of time because you're in that place of silence and you want to get back to it once you achieved and you see the results. And it does take practice, you know, but the rewards are worth it. And it's persistence. It's just like any goal that you want to achieve in life. It takes that type of determination and motivation to try it every day. You know, sometimes I like to do a little bit in the morning, like maybe whatever time I have. It could be 10 minutes, it could be half an hour, but it's just getting that time of the morning started where I have some time with myself to just focus on the day and have some quiet time. And if I have time later on in the day, I'd love to do it later on also. You can be able to, once you have tried working on this, you can do this if you're sitting at a traffic light. You can do this if you're standing in line at the grocery store and you're waiting and you're, instead of being agitated that you're in line behind somebody that's taking longer than you, you can silence your mind. You can learn to do it at any time of the day and wherever you are. You're sitting and waiting for somebody to get dressed and you're on your way out for the evening, that's a great time to just sit with yourself and be able to eliminate all the thoughts that you're thinking and let the mind go and be quiet and be able to silence the mind. Because practice, practice, practice. And it continues to flourish and get better. And you're able to do it and then you go, wow, I've been able to quiet my mind because, mm-hmm. yeah, it's really hard to do that. Not everybody can do that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We are enslaved by our thoughts and habits, you know. And from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep, we can become free from that chatter in our mind. And the mind is a great and useful instrument, but it should not be allowed to rule our lives. We are in control of our thoughts. So first we have to be aware of it and conscious and start training ourselves and not to let our negative thoughts take over. So try to calm your mind when you're feeling agitated and take a step back. Watch your mind. if you were an observer and you're looking at somebody else's mind, doing this, just doing this alone, can calm and relax you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like watching yourself. And another interesting thing is when you are living with inner peace and you have that harmony within yourself, it people sense it, and it feels, they feel a sense of calm just from you feeling calm. So it's really nice to see when two people interact with that inner peace. It's a beautiful thing. It's really a beautiful thing. So you can almost create that around you just by being calm and not being very anxious and talkative. And, you know, it's like get in touch with the silence and music composition. It's the silence between the notes that are just as important as the notes themselves. And that's the same with the song of life. It's the silence in life is very important, and it's just as important as what we speak and the noise that we make. So I think this is a really great topic, Sherry.
Yeah, I love what you said. The silence between the notes, that's exactly, couldn't have put it better. That's exactly what it is. And it's true that, you know, I tend to be a very peaceful person. And when I'm around people that are very hyper, they seem to calm down. They come back down to my level mm-hmm. of peacefulness. And so it's interesting to see that, because what you create is, and what you put out there is what you get back.
Right.
And we're watching our mind, and we're just taking a note as to what you're thinking about, and watching how this can calm you down. And if you develop and concentrate on changing your thoughts. So, you know, remember, you are not your mind, and you are not your thoughts. You are not your ideas, and you are not your beliefs. So they may be yours, but they are not you.
Unless you've created it as a part of you and you want it.
Right. But you do not let your thoughts control you. You control your thoughts. And, you know, when the emptiness of no thoughts is reached, you begin to feel your own being, your own sense of self and who you are, and you begin to really feel the essence of who you are. And this emptiness is filled with something great, and I encourage everyone out there to let me know if you've tried this, and let me know how you feel about it. And I'm anxious to know if you've enjoyed what I've talked about, and if you'd like to hear more about this in the next up and coming weeks, because it is there is so much more to talk about this subject that I just thought that I would love to bring it to you for the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start living in your peace. You know, what it is, it's like the sailing on a calm water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I was thinking of putting it. It's like being on that calm. And I know there's a lot of people out there, because since I've been back, you know, when we were in Mexico, everybody is very tranquila out there. And it's so beautiful, and happy, happy, happy people, and happy with nothing. You know, they really are happy. And so when we came back, and we see that in the middle of all this hectic chaos living, and everybody is running and rushing, you know, and, you know, when you're free from thoughts and your worries, then you're really free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then you're really free. You know, we have a guest coming up in about a minute or two, Laura Kahn, who is with FloridaTraumaTherapy.com, and she helps people get through trauma. And I just think it's a magnificent technique that she is using, because she does it rather quickly. And that leads somebody on their road to finding inner peace.
You know, I agree. I was very excited when you told me that she was going to be on the show, and I have been talking about her to a lot of my clients, because this type of therapy is so valuable, because most people that go into therapy, and they're in it for years, and they're talking about the same issues over and over that years. And Laura has a way of walking you through it quickly. And I just thought it was such a valuable practice. So I'm really, really proud to have Laura on the show with us.
Well, let's see if we can bring Laura in with us. Good morning and welcome to the Good News Show. Is this Laura?
This is.
Just want to say good morning to you also, Laura. This is Sherry. Welcome to our show.
Thanks.
I'm glad to have you online with us. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about your background?
Sure. My name is Laura Kahn, and I'm in private practice in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Before I started my individual practice, I was a lead therapist in a hospital program for trauma survivors, which was really a great experience because I got to learn trauma from the ground up. And then before that, I spent many years in corporate America as an executive doing corporate travel management, which was an interesting experience because in that industry, the profit margins are razor thin, and the only way you can improve your bottom line is by increasing your operational efficiency. So when I went into the world of therapy, my mind had already been trained to think about how do I deliver services faster, better, cheaper. And as I started doing therapy, I kind of realized there's really no one who's thinking like that. In fact, the only people who are kind of thinking like that are the people in managed care, and they're not always thinking about it in the greatest way. You know, they seem to take an approach of, okay, we're going to pick a number out of the hat. The number's 20. You've got 20 sessions for the year. You might be suicidal or you might be slightly stressed, but the number is the number. So when I started doing therapy, I kind of got frustrated with the pace of treatment and the fact that, especially for doing trauma, it was such an emotionally painful experience, which led me to do what I'm doing now.
And why is trauma different from a normal experience?
Well, there are two things that keep us in negative patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving when it comes to trauma. The first problem is one of how the traumatic experience is encoded and stored in the brain. So if you've ever seen like one of those commercials for memory foam mattresses, you know, the lady pushes her hand into the mattress, and when she removes her hand, you see an imprint of the hand. Now, when we have experiences that smash into our consciousness in a way that we find to be disturbing, that can leave an impression on subconscious mind. And subconscious mind will mistake handprint for hands in perpetuity. So part of what I do with people is smooth over those impressions so that that mistake can't happen anymore. And the other thing that keeps us in negative patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving is the meaning that the mind attached to the traumatic event. So the rape survivor who says, "Now I'm dirty." Well, intellectually, she knows that there's no difference between the hygiene of someone who's been raped and someone who hasn't. Consciously, she has that information, yet at a deeper level, there has been a feeling that has been absolutely real for her. So the other thing that I do when I work with people is I dismantle the belief systems that were attached to the traumatic events. Why that's a little different is that there might have been a time when you believed in the tooth fairy or the Easter bunny, and then there might have been a time when you didn't believe in that. But once you didn't believe in the tooth fairy anymore, you never went back and believed in it. So what we're talking about is permanent and lasting resolution of the issue. Once a belief system is dismantled, it's dismantled forever.
Wow. I find this very, very interesting and exciting work that you're doing.
Yeah, and it's the process, which is one of the amazing things, is that it's emotionally painless. And that's always been the problem for trauma survivors, is the cure has been very painful. So we're talking about rapid results in an emotionally painless way.
Now, could you please tell our listeners what rapid trauma resolution is?
Sure. Rapid trauma resolution is a method of working at a deeper level, okay, because the problem with the encoding and storage piece of it happens at the subconscious level. So whenever that impression gets activated, the person relives instead of remembers. So what it does is it moves that event into normal stored memory, so those impressions can't happen anymore. And at the same time, it dismantles those belief systems that dropped into the subconscious. So let's say you were molested at the age of 4. A belief system usually gets put in play at that point, and the normal suspects are, I'm bad, it was my fault, I don't deserve to be happy. Once something like that drops into your subconscious, it's in there and it's working as if it were true forever until you clear that up. So there are people who had, like, childhood abuse issues, who had belief systems in play at a very early age that have been operating for years. So this fixes that at the correct level, at the deepest level.
Mm-hmm. And how does this treatment differ from the traditional talk therapy?
Well, in traditional talk therapy, there are two goals. One is to acknowledge and explore feelings. And think about the trauma survivor who goes into therapy and says, I was molested as a child. Many therapists are trained that in order for that person to resolve the event, they have to have an emotional catharsis about that before it's integrated into personal experience. So the first thing the therapist asks is, how do you feel about that? Now, most regular people at that point are like, really? I mean, you're the professional. You don't even have a clue. You can't guess how I feel about being molested as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So this is different. The good news is you don't have to feel anything about anything that happened in the past to resolve and clear it. So it's an emotionally painless process. Now, the other thing is about gathering insight. And so let's say you're driving down the street and you get a flat tire. So you get out and you look at your tire and you say, oh, you know, I drove over a nail. That's why that happened. Knowing that you drove over a nail does absolutely nothing for you if you don't know how to change the tire on your car. If you don't know how to use a jack, knowing that you ran over a nail doesn't do anything to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So gathering insight is an intellectual luxury, but it tends to make people more articulate about the problem and doesn't necessarily do much to resolve the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for therapists. You know, I can say, okay, I know we're going to do some exploration. We'll figure out why, and I know you'll be in my office Wednesday at 2 o'clock for the next several months or several years.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of this, you'll be very articulate about what the problem was, but that doesn't help you cope with your symptoms or your feelings today.
Well, that sounds like a huge difference.
I love your analogies, Laura. And what is fast-track recovery?
Well, I get a lot of clients from out of town or out of state, and they come in and they don't have the ability to commit to weekly therapy sessions. So fast-track recovery allows them to book a longer session where they're working at a very deep level. Now, once they've resolved their issues, they've resolved their issues. So they can book a half-day session or a full-day session and then go back home, and they don't have to continue to come into therapy every single week. And the process is good not only just for trauma. What I tell people is it's good if you want to start thinking, feeling, or behaving differently, and it's also good if you want to stop thinking, feeling, or behaving differently.
Well, ever since that I read your website and I found out that you were coming on our show, I've been talking about you to everybody because it's something that people do not know about this type of therapy, and it's very valuable.
It is.
So thank you.
I mean, think about what happens with trauma survivors is they're so afraid about having the feelings come up again that it hinders their ability to go in and get treatment. This changes that, and it's faster and more cost-effective. So it's really, really, really helpful for people who have any kind of trauma to know you don't have to feel anything about anything in the past and that it can be cleared up quickly.
And that's definitely the point, to get it cleared up quickly so they can move on.
Well, I really think you're doing some amazing work. We're really happy to have you on our show. How do people get more information, Laura?
Well, they can check out my website, which is www.floridatraumatherapy.com, or they can call me directly, and I offer a free phone consultation for any new client. And my phone number is 954-594-6670.
Okay. Could you repeat that number one more time for those
Sure.
who didn't have a pen?
It's 954-594-6670.
Okay. Well, thank you for being on the show. We have about 1 minute left. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, I think, you know, I just want people to know that there is a better road to trauma recovery, that you can come in and that you don't have to feel anything about the past. And what this type of recovery does is it allows you to feel things about the present moment. The problem with trauma is that people filter their present-day experience through everything that happened in the past, which makes it almost impossible to feel comfortable and at ease in the present moment, especially if you're, like, constantly scanning for any signs of danger or worried that something might happen to you. This clears that up. So, I mean, the implication for someone who's been laboring under the belief system that I don't deserve to be happy, when that gets cleared up, it allows them to enjoy their life more than other people. Because every moment that trauma isn't happening is like winning the lottery or beating cancer.
Mm.
So the good news is for trauma survivors, if you've had trauma, it only means you can enjoy your life more than other people because you got through it.
Well, that's really great. That's good news. There is hope out there. So we want to thank you for being on our show. And listeners, get in touch with Laura with FloridaTraumatherapy.com.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for all the great work you're doing out there.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Bye-bye.
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 She's amazing.
You know, that was really a lot of great information to hear. I'm so glad that we were able to hear that. And, you know, now I wanted to talk a little bit about the power of gratitude.
Power of gratitude. That's
yeah. You know, because we all need to hear good news. It helps us through the difficult times of life every day, and it gives us confidence to face the future. Gratitude unlocks the fulfillment of life. It turns what we have into enough and more, and it turns denial into acceptance. It turns chaos into order, confusion into clarity, and it can turn a meal into a feast. It turns a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. And gratitude makes sense of our past, and it brings peace for today, and it creates a vision for tomorrow. You know, if we concentrate on finding whatever is good in every situation, we realize that our life is filled with gratitude. And that feeling fills our soul. I mean, there's always a calmness in living in gratitude. It's like the quiet joy. And that's another thing that, you know, is connected to our thing that we were talking about with peace of mind, is when we incorporate gratitude in our life, we get that sense of that everything is just perfect the way it is. We are exactly where we need to be in life, and that things are happening just the way they're supposed to be. And with that knowing, it kind of lifts up the energy of like expecting or not having, not being good enough and not having enough. And you can kind of go into just allowing what is to be what is. What is happening, go with the flow. You know, if the only prayer that we say in our entire life is thank you, it will be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, I could say that 50 times a day or when I wake up in the morning, I am just in constant gratitude and being thankful of everything. And, you know, it's like being thankful ahead of time is one of the things that I learned. I've talked before in our shows about affirmations and about, you know, thinking positive, saying things ahead of time that it, like it's already happened. if you're expecting a job and you're waiting to hear from them, thank you for the new opportunity. Thank you for the job, the great job that I have just received. It's called thank you, thanking the universe, thanking the spirit, thanking God for what is already happening, and as if it's already happening. And, you know, there's so much to be thankful for. I'm like, I'm just full of gratitude right now.
And we hear it, Sherry. I've gotten some emails from our listeners who are making the gratitude lists, and some have noted that it's really put them on a higher vibration, especially when they're feeling a little down. I know one email said that the person said that when they feel down, they stop and they try to think of five things they're grateful for at that moment. And they don't even get to the fifth one. Before they get to the fifth, they're already feeling better. So it really works. And gratitude is I think it's a wonderful state of mind to be in.
True. You know, we can also be thankful for the challenges that come our way, because that builds our strength and our character. You know, and it's being thankful for the mistakes that we've had in our life, because those mistakes have taught us valuable lessons. And it's the time that we are able to grow the most is when we're in those periods of our life when we've made some bad choices, made some mistakes, and we can just build new character, we can build our strength, and it's one of the most powerful tools that I have learned. We ask ourselves, you know, what does gratitude mean? You know, to live in a state of gratitude is probably the greatest gift we can receive.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens, there's gratitude. You know, it becomes the core of all of our experiences, and all of our decisions and all of our actions are filled with gratitude. So, yeah, I love writing down lists. And I write down, if everybody that's listening to us right now would just take a pen and paper and write down 10 things that you're grateful for, and you'll be so surprised. You could be in a place right now where you're thinking, I have nothing to be grateful for, nothing is working in my life. Just start with the little things, you know, being grateful for a great meal or grateful, you know, any little thing that you can, you know, that you want to talk about that you're grateful for. And sometimes if you don't feel that it's a genuine thing, you can fake it till you make it. You know, it's thank you anyway, just do what I'm telling you. I promise you.
Take it till you make it, and thank you anyway. So that's really great, Sherry. Let's end the show on that. I'm grateful to have you here with me this morning, and I'm grateful for all the listeners out there that are supporting the show. We want to thank you for being here. We're looking forward to having you on next week. We have about 30 seconds left.
You know, if one more thing I want to say, if you keep saying thank you and being grateful, the body will start feeling it, and you'll feel the joy inside. The mind follows.
Mind will follow the feeling. Wonderful. That's beautiful, Sherry. Thank you for all of your tips, and we will see you here next week, next early Monday morning. So thank you, listeners.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.